How to flash and configure RF remote receiver with open source firmware. How to use it to control relays and external devices with and without Home Assistant. How to add custom remotes. Here's a short guide to RC, radio control, driver in OpenBeacon. All basics covered. With this tutorial, you'll be able to transform your simple RF relays controller into all-in-one RF control hub for many other Wi-Fi appliances, such as smart bulbs, LED strip controllers, external relay modules, and much more. Device used for presentation. The driver presented here can work with many devices and receivers. For presentation, we used a popular Tuya 4-channel 220-volt AC Wi-Fi remote control relay switch module, 433 MHz RF from AliExpress. This board features CB3S BK7231 Wi-Fi module, which can be flashed with OpenBeacon. The device comes with a single remote. More remotes can be bought separately. This device features SYN590R, which is connected directly to one of Wi-Fi module pads. It's not connected via external MCU, like on some devices. So in order to utilize it, Wi-Fi chip firmware must have a special driver for it. Luckily, there is such a driver in OBK. For the flashing part, see our BK7231 flasher page. Our flasher, which is a recommended solution for Beacon and other OBK-supported chips, can also detect device configuration. Import the template and proceed to RF setup. Basic guide for OBK RC driver. So, in order to run RC radio control driver in OBK, you need to set the RC receiver pin. Check PCB trace or extract Tuya config if possible, and start the driver with start driver RC command. Then you will get events and codes in OBK console. We may add more information or hex format for codes in the future, but the core functionality will remain the same. Then, to handle events, use the event handler in autoexec.bat. First argument is always RC. Second is remote control code. Third is held state. First press has zero value. Further repeats, when the button is held, have a value of 1 there. If you don't know how to create autoexec.bat, see guide, comparison with Tasmota. For the comparison purposes, we've hooked ESP32, flashed with Tasmota, to the same receiver. This way, both Tasmota and OBK can see the same signal. OBK currently uses decimal format for RF code, but a little conversion can clearly show us that the codes are matching, so both solutions are interchangeable. Sample device config, autoexec.bat. Sample autoexec.bat was based on OBK documentation. It's designed to showcase control of both the same RF device, relays, and other devices directly via their IPs. The procedure to create autoexec.bat is simple. We just test the remote with OBK console open to see what the code is, and then write the code down. Autoexec.bat can be rerun without restarting OBK device in many cases, so it's easy to develop quickly. And here is short presentation. First control of the relay's device itself. Then usage of RF device as a gateway to control another device via HTTP GET. The LED strip controller is under the table. It's the device with 192.168.0.58 IP. As you can see in autoexec.bat. Home Assistant support. We're also working on Home Assistant support. It should be released within upcoming days. The published RF format will match Tasmota standard, as can be seen there. Summary. The following method should work with many RF receivers, including STX882 and so on. It allows you to reuse cheap 433 MHz RF hardware as a flexible automation input without relying on cloud services or vendor firmware. Thanks to event handlers and HTTP MQTT integration, RF buttons can trigger virtually any action in your local network. The solution scales well, from simple relay toggling to complex multi-device scenes and automations, combined with NQTT Home Assistant support. OpenBeacon turns RF receivers into a powerful and fully open smart home control layer. Do you have any devices with RF inputs? Let us know.